Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. High Impact Instruction by Jim Knight presents a practical, classroom-tested framework for improving teaching quality in ways that measurably increase student learning. Known for his work in instructional coaching, Knight focuses on what effective teachers do and how those practices can be learned, refined, and sustained in real schools with real constraints. The book organizes research-informed strategies into a clear set of high-leverage actions teachers can take, while also emphasizing the mindset and habits that make improvement possible. Rather than treating teaching as a collection of isolated techniques, Knight frames instruction as a coherent system, planning with clear outcomes, delivering lessons that keep students thinking, checking for understanding in ways that guide next steps, and creating conditions where students are motivated and engaged. Written for educators who want usable guidance, the book aims to reduce overwhelm by highlighting a manageable number of powerful practices. It is especially relevant for teachers, coaches, and administrators seeking a common language for instruction and a roadmap for continuous growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a high-leverage framework that simplifies instructional improvement. A central contribution of the book is its effort to reduce the complexity of teaching into a set of high-impact practices that educators can actually implement and refine. Instead of urging teachers to adopt dozens of disconnected initiatives, Knight organizes instruction into a coherent framework that supports focused professional growth. The idea is not that teaching is simple, but that improvement becomes more likely when educators concentrate on a few moves that reliably raise learning. This framework functions as a shared map for teachers and coaches, making conversations about instruction more concrete, less judgmental, and more productive. It also helps schools build consistency without forcing uniformity, because the practices can be adapted to different grades, subjects, and student needs. By giving educators a clear structure, the book supports intentional decision-making, what to plan first, what to look for during instruction, and what evidence matters most. The result is a practical pathway from goal setting to classroom action to reflection. For teachers, the framework can reduce cognitive overload and increase confidence. For leaders, it offers a way to align coaching, professional development, and evaluation around a common set of instructional priorities that are easier to learn, observe, and improve over time. Secondly, clear learning targets and lesson design that drive results. Knight emphasizes that strong instruction begins before students enter the room, with planning that clarifies what success looks like and how students will get there. This topic focuses on the role of learning targets, success criteria, and purposeful lesson structure. When teachers define specific outcomes, they can choose activities for their instructional value rather than their entertainment value. The book highlights planning decisions that influence everything downstream, selecting essential standards, breaking complex skills into teachable steps, anticipating misconceptions, and designing tasks that require students to think at the right level of challenge. It also underscores the importance of alignment between goals, instruction, and assessment, so that what teachers teach, what students practice, and what teachers measure all point to the same learning. In practice, this kind of design supports better pacing, clearer explanations, and more efficient use of class time. It also helps students because transparent goals improve focus and motivation, especially for learners who need structure. For coaches and collaborative teams, shared planning around clear targets makes feedback more actionable. Rather than commenting on general teaching style, educators can discuss whether lesson elements directly support the intended learning and what adjustments would strengthen that alignment. Thirdly, effective instructional delivery, modeling, explanations, and practice. The book draws attention to what happens during the lesson, how teachers present content, guide thinking, and orchestrate practice so students actually learn, not just complete tasks. A major theme is that clear, well-structured explanations and modeling reduce confusion and free students to focus on the learning challenge. This includes breaking concepts into manageable parts, using examples and non-examples, and making thinking visible through demonstration. Knight also stresses the value of guided practice that is active and monitored, because students often need support before they can work independently with accuracy. The teacher role is not to talk more, but to ensure students are engaged in meaningful cognitive work through questions, prompts, and structured interaction. Another key element is pacing and lesson flow. The transitions between instruction, practice, and checking for understanding should be smooth and purposeful. When delivery is strong, classroom time becomes more productive, and fewer students fall behind unnoticed. For educators, this topic translates into teachable skills that can be rehearsed and improved, such as framing directions, selecting examples, and using routines that build student independence. For instructional coaches, it provides concrete look-fors and a vocabulary for feedback that targets moves with high payoff. Fourthly, formative assessment and responsive teaching in real time. High-impact teaching depends on knowing what students understand while there is still time to respond. Knight highlights formative assessment as an ongoing process embedded in instruction, not an occasional quiz. Teachers gather evidence of learning through questioning, checks for understanding, student work, brief demonstrations of skill, and other fast feedback methods. The goal is to reduce guesswork. Teachers should be able to identify who is on track, who needs more support, and what misconceptions are spreading. Just as important is what happens next. The book emphasizes responsive teaching, adjusting instruction based on evidence, such as reteaching a step, providing a different example, increasing guided practice, or offering targeted feedback. This makes learning more equitable because it prevents silent failure, especially for students who may not self-advocate. It also makes teaching more efficient because time is spent where it matters most. In coaching contexts, formative assessment practices create clearer data for goal setting and reflection, moving conversations from impressions to evidence. Over time, teachers who build strong formative systems can increase rigor without increasing frustration because they can calibrate the level of challenge and support. This topic reinforces that the best lessons are not scripted performances, but adaptive responses to real learners in real time. Lastly, motivation, classroom culture, and conditions for learning, Knight acknowledges that even well-designed lessons can fail if students do not feel safe, valued, and motivated to engage. This topic explores the conditions that make high-impact instruction possible: positive relationships, clear expectations, respectful communication, and routines that protect learning time. Rather than treating classroom management as control, the book frames culture as a foundation for engagement and effort. Students are more likely to participate, persist, and take academic risks when they trust the teacher and understand what is expected. The book also connects motivation to relevance and success. When tasks are meaningful and appropriately challenging, students experience progress, which fuels further effort. Teachers can strengthen motivation by providing timely feedback, using goal setting, and designing opportunities for autonomy and collaboration. A productive culture is also built through consistency. Predictable procedures reduce friction and allow more time for learning. For educators, this topic offers a reminder that instructional techniques and social-emotional conditions are intertwined. For school leaders and coaches, it supports a holistic view of improvement, where coaching targets can include engagement, interaction patterns, and routines, not only academic delivery. The outcome is a classroom environment where high expectations are paired with strong support, enabling more students to succeed. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for classroom teachers who want practical ways to raise student learning, instructional coaches who need a clear language for feedback, and administrators looking to align professional development around proven instructional priorities. Newer teachers can use the framework to build a strong foundation without getting overwhelmed by competing initiatives, while veteran teachers can use it to diagnose what to refine and to focus improvement efforts where the payoff is greatest. The benefits are concrete, clearer planning, more effective delivery, better use of formative assessment, and a classroom culture that increases engagement and reduces wasted time. Because the framework encourages evidence-based decisions, readers can develop habits that lead to steady growth rather than short bursts of change. Compared with many teaching books that either stay at the inspirational level or present an exhausting menu of strategies, Knight offers a manageable structure that helps educators choose what to work on next and how to monitor progress. It is worth buying for its usability. It translates broad research ideas into a coherent set of practices that can be coached, observed, and improved. For schools committed to sustained improvement, it can become a shared roadmap that supports consistent, high-quality instruction across classrooms. If you would like to support Jim Knight, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.